welcome to worship here this weekend at Desert Hills. It's a joy and pleasure to have you worshiping with us today. This weekend, we're celebrating all the women in our lives who have walked with us on our journey, who have loved us, who have been like mothers to us. So we celebrate all the women in our lives who have walked that journey with us. And we'll be having a short video in a little bit, just honoring all those women. Again, my name is Mike Sager, along with Pastor Craig Larson. We are the pastors here at Desert Hills. And it's a joy and a pleasure to have you worshiping with us, whether here in sanctuary or online. Welcome to worship. One of the things that we do every time we gather for worship here at Desert Hills is we remind ourselves what we believe God is calling us to be about. So I invite you to join with me as we proclaim together our mission statement. Here at Desert Hills Lutheran Church, we celebrate grace. We make disciples who always make a difference. May it be so among us every day of our lives. Some announcements for the weeks ahead. First of all, this Friday, May 19th at 11 a.m. in our sanctuary, we're having a celebration of life of Holly Easley. Just invite you to come and celebrate her life with her family. And again, just keep her family in your prayers and support them in this time of grief, but also in celebrating her life and hearing again the promises of God. This Thursday, May 18th at 6 p.m., we'll be having our new member class. So if you're interested in learning more about Desert Hills or joining us at a deeper level, we invite you to come on Thursday, May 18th at 6 p.m. We'll be doing it from 6 to 7 p.m. for the next several weeks. Opportunity, especially for those of you who are working or other opportunities during the day, to come at night and have a time to talk about the ministry here at Desert Hills. This Friday is Espresso Self, so we're having that again at 9 a.m., and we'll be at Posada Java over there by La Posada, so we invite you to come for that. We'll be there at 9 o'clock this Friday, so come and have a cup of coffee, have some pastry and conversation. We encourage you to wear a name tag, so that way we get to know each other a little bit better, so that'll be this Friday at 9 a.m. Fun Food and Fellowship team is back together again, sponsoring another trivia night on May 26th from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. There'll be hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill, as well as some great prizes to win for the winning team. So we invite you to sign up for that if you're interested in, once again, our trivia night, and as well as some food and fellowship. So that'll be, again, May 26th from 5 to 7 p.m. As I mentioned, we are celebrating Mother's Day weekend. As you may notice, the beautiful pyramids here up on the altar and on the pulpit. These quilts were made by the Women's Sewing Group in 2004. And each year we remind us of their gift to the congregation as we bring it out to remind us of all the women in our lives who have mothered us along the journey of life. So today we celebrate with these beautiful pyramids that journey of life. Also today we are going to be honoring the mothers in our lives as we watch a short video in honor of all those who have been like a mother to us. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, on this weekend in which we celebrate all those women in our lives who have walked with us in this journey of faith. For we have had women who have encouraged us, supported us, taught us, been a counselor to us throughout our lives at various stages. And we give you thanks for all their lives, for their commitment to help us grow in our lives and in our faith. We just lift them up to you this day and bless all the women gathered here, both in sanctuary or online. May they feel your presence and just thank you for their willingness to share their lives with so many. And we're thankful that each of us have had important women in our lives who have encouraged us and supported us. Now just bless us as we gather here today, as we lift our voices in praise and thanks for all that you have done. You are like a mother hen who gathers us under her wing to protect us in times of strife and times of fear. Thank you, O God, for being that person in our lives who always cares for us, who always watches over us. And now may we lift our hearts and our voices in praise and thanks for all that you have and continue to do in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening song.
Riches are me not more than tempting bread. the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, good God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you, O Lord, are the Holy One. You, O Lord, are the Lord. You, O Lord, are the Most High. Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father.
Today's both scripture readings are from the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him or knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
We continue. Then Judas, not Iscariot, said, But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus replied, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of each heart here this afternoon be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, we do pray. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior Jesus, who is the Christ, the risen Son of God. Amen. Have you ever heard this 14th chapter before of John? You can nod your heads. No. We just got the first half of it last week. So it's one of those things, one of those chapters of the Bible that allow us to try to prepare our hearts and our minds not only to receive Jesus, but to let him go. This is what this chapter is all about. Jesus is preparing his disciples for his ascension into heaven,
which is going to happen next week.
But it's one of those where we're allowed to take and hear that promise of God. And Jesus is trying so desperately to give comfort to disciples when every moment he is going to take and leave them. And whenever somebody leaves someone, you go, and there's that sense of anxiety. You go, please don't go. Don't go. And Jesus tells them, I have to. I have to. But I'll tell you what you're going to do is, as I want you to obey my commandments. You know, they're so easy to obey. Aren't they all the time? Yes, Lord, we love you. We obey your commandments 100% of the time. Did you know there's confession and forgiveness? One of the things is that Jesus is saying, but I know how difficult that is for all of us to take and obey and to figure out and what to do. So I'm going to send you some help. I'm going to not leave you by your own devices. I'm going to send the helper. I am not going to leave you, and the word is parentless. I will not leave you orphaned. I will not abandon you. But I'm going to send someone that will give you the encouragement and the help that you need. And that is that gift that comes from God. That gift of the Advocate, the gift of the Spirit, the gift of the one who allows us to take and understand even when we don't. It's interesting that this word orphan comes out of the fact that we recognize Mother's Day this weekend. And I think about that idea of how God truly doesn't want us to be unconnected. He wants us to continue to take and realize that we are part of him even when he is no longer there. Jesus is trying to say, guess what, guys? You believe in the Father, you believe in me, you believe in the Spirit. All of those are interconnected. And in that relationship, we get a chance to take and be and assured that we are part of that presence of God, that we are part of being that child of God.
But Jesus is still trying to get it through to the disciples and to us and saying, I'm going back and forth and forth and back and back and forth. And truly it becomes almost so confusing that we lose the point of what Jesus is trying to accomplish. He talks about, well, how, and these are the questions that I'm sure the disciples would have. But they say, how will we know to do the right thing or not? How will we know in this situation or that situation if we are making the right godly choice? I don't know if you remember. Oh, you do remember. That imagery of that good old devil on one shoulder and angel on the other. Where it's like, and both of them are just so pleading their case. I don't care what the issue was. It's one of those where you suddenly get yourself ducked in. Yeah, but if I do this, but if I do this, if I do that, this. And it really is the first time I saw that on television. I thought about having both of those voices in one ear and the other ear at the same time. And how confusing that is and would be and continues to be when you're trying to figure out how to act or how to do something or not do something. And in that, Jesus is trying to get again through the disciples of saying, guess what? There will be a voice that's going on in your head. But it's a voice of my presence and of my spirit that I'm giving to you. It will help you do the right thing, to trust and believe. So even when I'm not here, even when you don't physically see my presence, you will continue to hear my voice in your ear. That allows you to take and not only just make the right decision, but will allow you to continue to live a life in me. A life not filled with no pain, but a life that is filled with a sense of grace, a life that is filled with a sense of forgiveness, a life with a word of strength that I continue to provide for you. In the past weeks, we've had a number of funerals that have happened here, and we've done that throughout all of, I think, Desert Hills history. But it's one of those things when I was thinking about this, I was thinking also more personally of saying about that loved one who is allowing their spouse or their friend to go ahead of them in that welcoming of Jesus' arms. Having confidence to know that, yes, we are placing that loved one in God's care. For truly we know that we are not alone. But that God's Spirit continues to dwell in and amongst and around our households as well. Even when that person is not physically there. For you see, we come again to what was the beginning of our scripture. That God does not leave us orphaned. Does not leave us to our own devices. Does not leave us flapping in the wind. Does not let us work on our own devices. But that God, through His Spirit, is continuously there supporting us, giving us that moment of clarity that we need so that we can continue to live out the promise. And just like this scripture began last week in that first verse, how does this part end? Let not your hearts be troubled. Don't be anxious. Don't let that go into your brain cell so that suddenly you're starting to question all of the things that Jesus has taught us. Don't go down that path of wondering where in the world is Jesus in my pick the situation. Today's scripture has a clear message and a clear word for us that Jesus continues to give us that which we need because he is preparing us to receive that Holy Spirit that will open our eyes, that will open our hearts, that will open our understanding as we continue to live as fellow believers in the promise and love and care that Jesus has provided. This day, know that even at your worst, God still has claimed you. And so if you'd like to dig a little deeper to contemplate this thought and this understanding, think of a time when you were at your lowest. I mean, we're talking where you didn't know where to turn. That point of the point of depression or whatever you want to say. And then suddenly, out of the blue, coming into your brain cell was that remembrance that you were a child of God. That's the joy. That's the gift. That's the promise that Jesus is providing us, not just today, but for all time, of knowing there is a strength in God's Spirit and there's a strength in God's presence when we are weak and in need. Lean upon our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hear the words of his Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, fill us with the promise that is you. Fill us, O Lord, with the understanding that you will not leave us to our own devices. And you have not left us. But you have given us your Spirit so that we can continue to take and believe and to find that promise and that strength in your word, O God. Help us and fill our hearts with that understanding of life so that our hearts will not be troubled as we believe in you, as you, God, continue to show yourself to us. In your most holy name we pray. Amen.
Together, let us affirm our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We will now have the gathering of offerings. Please stand as we join our hearts and our voices to sing together the prayer that Jesus has taught us.
Once again, we hope the service was a blessing to you. If you are a first-time visitor, we invite you to stop by our welcome desk and just allow us an opportunity to welcome you here this day. We also invite you just to thank all the women in your life who have walked with you and given you hope and healing. And just lift them up before God and just be thankful for them. And we're thankful for all the women in our lives who supported and cared for us. Now I invite you to hear this promise and blessing of God. May the God of peace, who raised from the dead our Lord Jesus, provide us with every good thing we need in order to do his will. And the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us now and forever. Amen. I invite you to please stand for our ascending song.
In peace as witnesses of the risen Lord. In the name of Christ, amen.